Well, just tell them you're in the chain enclosed nerve center here.
Ooh, right? So you do know what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
Pay no attention to the man behind the glass.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, cool. Could you just start by saying your name and your title?
Sure.
With the museum?
I'm Ryan Lintelman, and I'm the entertainment curator at the National Museum of American History.
So what does that entail, and being the entertainment curator? Were you behind when they brought, you know, Mad Men, Breaking Bad? Like, give us an overview.
That's
of
right, yeah.
Everything you kind of
do. So I maintain the collection of objects that relate to, you know, movies, television, theater, Wild West shows, circuses, anything we do to entertain ourselves. So I research that and study it, and then you know, put on exhibits here at the museum.
Awesome. And of course, this is probably, I mean, it's got to be the most iconic, famous movie ever made.
Yeah, I mean, there's something that's sort of indelible and still resonates about The Wizard of Oz. And so, you know, it's proven by how many people come to this museum or come to Washington, D.C. just to see the Ruby Slippers. It's really incredible. We estimate that tens of millions of people have seen them since they've been on display here.
Did I remember where, in the previous display, wasn't the carpet worn out because so many people visited?
That's right. Yeah. You know, they've moved around the museum in different places, and, you know, constantly the carpet's getting worn out. You know, the glass gets fogged up because so many people just want to come and see them. You know, that joy on people's faces is like what keeps us going here at the museum. So we're so excited to put them in this new gallery that's really built just for the Ruby Slippers to see, you know, people's excitement to see them here.
And did you intentionally try to figure out, like, you know, in the movie they go from that black and white, or I guess it's sepia to color,
yeah,
try to recreate that wow factor of coming in and seeing it?
Yeah, you know, definitely. We got No Kings Collective, you know, this local arts group, to do this mural in here. You know, the poppy motif, I think, is very cool and new. You know, it's something that we haven't done before.
Hopefully it won't put you to sleep.
Right, exactly. It is kind of dark in here. But no, we really wanted people to kind of, you know, come in for this pilgrimage moment to see the slippers and then to reflect on what they mean to their lives. You know, some of the quotes on the wall are obviously famous quotes from the film, but also, you know, they're used in politics and in society and culture in other ways. So, you know, you can see kind of like, this is about what it means to be an American. Like, this movie really matters to people.
You talked about how there's probably more famous quotes than this.
Like, yeah.
Rapid fire them for me.
Oh my God.
What does she say when she says, Toto, I have a feeling?
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore, right? How many times have you heard that,
yeah,
right?
And in politics, if the emperor has no clothes, they say, hey, no.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. What's another one? At the end of the movie, when she clicked her heels, what did she say?
There's no place like home, right?
Lions, you know? Tigers and bears.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they go
right.
Taylor, give us a sense, because we talked a lot about the curators and a lot of that process, but you're the...
I'm the curator, guy. Yeah.
You're the movie guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So, paint a little picture of some of the scenes that these shoes might have been worn in.
Sure, yeah. So one of the interesting things about this pair is that it has felt on the bottom. And there are pairs that exist that don't have felt, that are used for the close-up. So if you can imagine when the house has fallen on the Wicked Witch, you can see the bottoms of the shoes. So the shoes it's not that pair. At the Academy Museum, they have the pair that has no felt on the bottom. The felt was probably used because the Yellow Brick Road was actually made of plywood. So they didn't want to hear the sound of her, you know, walking down the road, dancing down the road. So we've been able to find some scenes. She probably wore these when she's meeting the witch and meeting the wizard. Scenes where she's walking down the road with her friends. And you can see the wear and tear on the shoes from those times. You know, these things, like, they're pretty fragile even at the time. So sequins fell off, you know, stones fell out of the bows on the front. So that's some of the things that we were looking at, is like during the production, how these things get beaten up, you know, and how can we save them in the future.
Which other musical numbers do you think? I mean, because if she's on the Yellow Brick Road with these, you think these might have been used when she meets her three friends?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely possible. We don't know how many shoes were made, you know, but we know that there are four that exist today, and so they all probably had pretty heavy use. And the pair that we have are slightly different sizes, and we know that during the film she was wearing them like that, these two mismatched shoes, because one foot might have been a little bit bigger, or, you know, maybe they were getting swollen during the dancing. So there's interesting stuff that we can draw out from all these differences and these little, you know, notes about the shoes.
And what are the chances that this pair maybe was used during the final clicking of the heels?
You know, it's certainly possible. There's no way to tell. Those records are gone, but I think the power still comes through.
Yeah, and just bring it full circle, you said about how it's just still echoes all these generations later. Do you think it's what about that theme of, you know, you got to go away from home to come back and really appreciate it? Why do you think the no place like home still resonates?
You know, that idea of no place like home really made sense during, like, the Great Depression, right, in the 1930s with World War II on the horizon. But I think it just carries through that everybody's had this moment where they dream of going over the rainbow and of the big things that are to come in their lives. But at some point they also realize that, you know, they've had this power in them all along, that family matters, that home matters. And so all of those themes that carry through the movie are what makes it so powerful and makes makes us want to watch it every year with our family at the holidays, right? I mean, that's the real thing that keeps this movie alive, is that people love to watch it together. And so we're hoping to bring people together here at this exhibit.